Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hello there, Justin.
Hello, Diana. I'm already making you smile today on Thursday.
Yes, you make me smile a lot.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you for that. So it's Theme Thursday here at the Tech Table, and we're going to talk about camping hacks.
Oh, now, that makes sense.
What's a hack? Again, you like these hacks.
I love hacks.
Like so, Life Hacker and all these things.
Yeah. Hacks are basically just things that help you do life better, do tasks better.
Sure.
And just like shortcuts.
Right. So it's like an easy button.
Yeah.
I know. I'm borrowing that from it's probably trademark. I'm probably going to get sued now.
Uh-oh. Camping.
Yeah, because summer's just around the corner. I mean, I would say it's here. Really, for most people, it feels here.
It feels like summer.
You know, many people are preparing to head out on vacation. And so we've wanted to help. You know, we like to be helpful here. And so we've compiled a short list of camping hacks.
Yeah. So if you like to make foil packs with ground beef and veggies, you can line the inside of the foil with some cabbage leaves. That keeps things moist and prevents sticking to the foil.
That could be good. Mm-hmm. And then also adding sage to your campfire may help keep the bugs away.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, because everyone's always trying to keep bugs away. And there's some natural, you've been talking about that lately, some natural bug deterrence, I guess.
As I get older, I find the need to, you know, look for more natural products a lot.
Yeah, that's great. I still say, give me the off. And I'll just spray it everywhere, covered in it off.
Hey, that works too.
I like off. It always worked. All right. And then, this looks like your life. Oh. This looks like a Diana thing all the way here. S'morios. So you open an Oreo, put in a toasted marshmallow and a slab of chocolate and put it back together.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah. You're a big fan of traditional s'mores.
And Oreos. So put them together. Right. That's amazing. I've never heard of this.
Well, you'll have to try it.
My mind is blown.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. What's the next one?
I see. Make a whistle out of an acorn cap. Detailed instructions can be found by Googling whistle using an acorn cap.
That's interesting. That's like a little crafty thing you can do. That sounds like fun. You can also use a plastic coffee can to keep your toilet paper. That's interesting.
Or a CD spindle.
That's true.
Yeah. If it fits. You just got to make sure it's big enough. Can't use like a 10-pack.
These people, apparently, whoever came up with all these is not camping. My idea of camping is in a 50-foot, $2 million RV. But apparently, these people are roughing it a little bit more than that. That's what I was thinking as I looked at this. You know, keeping your toilet. I'm like, well, the bathroom in my RV has a toilet paper holder. Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my idea of roughing it. You know, I've never slept in a tent.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. I have a friend who says that we're going to do this eventually because it's something you have to experience.
Yeah, but he's been saying that for like 15 years.
It's true. Probably not going to happen. I don't know. I have no problem with it. I think it sounds great. I just haven't ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, here's another one along those lines. Use Tic Tac boxes for spices.
Brilliant.
That's
brilliant.
Cute.
Yeah.
And then use an empty laundry detergent container as a hand washing station.
Perfect.
Again, not in your $2 million RV.
Right.
Very fun.
$2 million. Whoa.
We go to town.
That's a good one.
I know your taste. Anyway, so enjoy your camping. We'll have to do camping hacks for if you're driving around in a $2 million RV.
Sounds great.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.